Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ducks and Dukes on the Fan this Saturday, pregame at noon with Ducks Game Day, brought to you by Cougars Live.
I can officially say I've watched way too much James Madison football, and I will never watch another game. Well, that's not true, because I will watch Oregon James Madison, and then I will not watch any more James Madison football.
After the game, stay for the Dick Hanna Dealerships post-game scoreboard. Okay.
I flipped my way through James Madison Old Dominion, and I was about 10 minutes of watching it. I was like, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
Stop this.
ODU.
Yeah, every now and then, like, that's when I'm watching, like, preseason football, and I'll have, like, or a spring game, and it's the Michael Jordan meme. Stop it. Get some help.
Dusty said he was watching James Madison film.
Yeah.
And he said, he was like, wow, that defensive end's pretty good.
Yeah, they got a freshman number.
How big is he? And he looks him up.
Yeah.
He's 6'1", 240.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a guy in the...
That's like me. Oh, wait, I'm not 240.
But. Yeah, I can only go by numbers because, to be honest with you,
I'm also not 6'1".
I don't care enough.
So it's actually not like me at all.
It's not like you at all.
No, I'm actually smaller.
But the athleticism, there was this kid when they were the Troy. He was number 15, and I did see that he was a freshman. Dude, that guy was all over the field. Like, he was tearing stuff up. And then you're like, well, he's playing against Troy, and he's a freshman.
Well,
I think that's the kid that's like 6'1", 240.
6'1", 240, wreaking havoc.
And by the way, that 240 is probably is more like 225.
Watch out.
When you're a DN and they list you at 240,
nimble.
You're trying to bump that up.
The Dukes
up.
Of Madison James are nimble. And they're bringing their blowtorch to the to Autzen on Saturday.
Yeah.
So buckle up,
yeah.
And we're going to have it for you here on the Fan.
Yes, we will.
Stupid college football playoff finally starting.
I know.
Friday, I think, is Alabama Oklahoma, which is nice.
Yeah,
but
two of those games should be good, and two of them should be.
We begin today's show with the NFL. A very big weekend in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a more meaningful day of injuries?
Well.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like key injuries that kind of upend. Now, look, the Chiefs were struggling anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just the nail in the coffin of the Chiefs. They're done.
It's like, it's a very fitting way for this season, which just has been marred with like penalties and drops and inconsistency and just bad ball. And on the day where they got eliminated, Mahomes suffers his first real injury of his career.
Right at the end.
They
could have maybe won or tied it, but then it's like Mahomes ACL, Minshew. I guess Minshew for a second gave us hope that he completed that first pass and was like, oh, okay, maybe he can get it into overtime.
Yeah, they were only down by three.
Yeah, and then he does Gardner Minshew things. Yeah. So the Chiefs are out, and then Parsons blows his ACL out.
Yeah.
He's out. And then
Watson gets hurt. Tom goes down. So
Devontae Adams got hurt.
Yeah. Well, and Adams is a hammy that he had been battling. So all of a sudden,
he won't play on Thursday. That's huge.
Oh no. Yeah, he's not playing on Thursday.
So and then the Packers and Rams, with Parsons and Adams, and then of course Watson. But they got better news about Watson, right?
Well, we don't. They're saying that they don't think it's season ending. So we'll see, but he's got a chest injury. Zach Tom, who's their best old lineman, went down. We don't know how long he's out. And Micah Parsons, who you brought in, Micah Parsons is a gravitational defensive player. And you brought him in not for this. You brought him in for the playoffs. You brought him in for the playoffs in the NFC Championship game. And without him, and already you kind of have leaky corners, which, by the way, scares the hell out of you after Denver just absolutely torched you, a Denver passing game that really isn't that explosive. And they looked like the greatest show on turf against you. And now you lose the one gravitational defensive player you have. You're already down Tucker Kraft. This is a completely different offense without Watson, and we don't know when he's going to be out. And now you lose your best offensive lineman. That is as damaging a loss as you could have for one team, as far as not only in the standings, but then just moving forward. And from like a vibes check, that is a crushing blow. The worst, the least of your problems leaving that game was the actual loss. It was everything else that went along with it.
But you could argue the Packers and Rams were, I mean, they are the favorites in the NFC, and they both lost the most impactful acquisitions of the off or of the season.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Adams and Parsons. Well, and then, if, of course, the Super Bowl champs
yep.
lose their fearless leader, and they're eliminated. So it's just a real, like, talk about it, upending the league.
Well, and it may turn
on
a page.
On one day.
Yeah, and it may turn the page in Kansas City. Like, I don't, talking heads, and I understand what you have to do, and you speak in.
Hey, wait, you are one.
I don't think I am. In the sense that I think we try to do a fun, entertaining show, and we're not living with these.
Speak for yourself.
Outrageous statements, right? Whether that's the Bo Nix narrative, whether it's the Shedeur Sanders narrative, what's Caleb Williams, whatever. We speak in these giant rises and falls, right? Like, you can get a national media member that earlier this year was talking about that Denver needs to probably go find a new quarterback because Bo Nix has regressed that much. We just got done playing probably the best game of his career, the number one seed, and look like right now the best team in the NFL.
And he's the best statistical quarterback in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so why don't we all, the deep breath. And so the Kansas City stuff is going to be, this is over, right? This, the dynasty is over. And in some ways, they are right in that this is going to be the turning of the page. That this is going to have to be Chiefs 3.0, right? So you had the first run with Tyreek Hill, and then they already did turn the page, and it became more of a defensive-minded team. And they won Super Bowls with that. And now with this, Kelce will be gone. They have to find something to do with their offensive skilled players. They don't have a running back. They don't have a reliable receiver. They lead the league in drops. Mahomes, for the first time in his career, is mortal. He's going to come back from his first real injury, and they are going to have to retool. Kansas City next year will not be one of the two or three favorites. So while, yes, this run is over, remember that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, in their first 9 seasons, both won 3 Super Bowls, right? Mahomes actually has had a better first 9 years than Tom Brady. Mahomes actually went to 5 Super Bowls and won 3 of them, has never not been in an AFC title game to this year. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. But yes, this run is over. But when you have Patrick Mahomes, and hopefully if Andy Reid sticks around, this Chiefs team will rise. But I do think that this injury and them missing the playoffs, this is officially the end of that era of the Chiefs. And now there's going to have to be a year or two of figuring things out, getting younger, and rebuilding this.
Has there ever been, like, Kelce's going to retire.
He should.
But the end of his career has just been kind of, it's been kind of ugly and sad.
It's not great.
Like, I mean, I guess maybe it's revisionist history in my head. I'm thinking of how other guys went out. His is just, maybe it's just because they're so high profile and we watch them a lot.
Yeah.
But boy, it's been a bad year for him.
It's not great.
He looks terrible, and he's crying over there, and he doesn't have any answers. And it's just like, man, maybe he waited a year or two. Yeah. I mean, I get you win or you're coming off the Super Bowl loss. You want to come back and maybe get some, try to win another one before you go out. But this has just, it has not looked good for Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and he,
this year. And then Mahomes probably won't even be back for the start of the season.
No, probably not.
So, yeah, it's over. The Mahomes-Kelce era, at least, of the Chiefs is over.
Yeah, it is. And Chris Jones is still playing high-level football, but he's not the player that he once was.
That comes at you fast, doesn't it?
It does. And they handed out some bad contracts, so those need to be addressed. The offensive weapons that they've put around haven't developed the way they were hoping. This is going to be there's going to be some growing pains, and they're going to have to prune the bushes a little bit in order to regrow. And that's going to be weird to think about. I think going forward, I just don't think the next year or two we're going to talk about Kansas City the way we have for a decade, and that will feel odd. It feels odd now talking about them not being in the postseason. It's just, it's strange. It's weird.
Yeah, I think we all kind of thought they would somehow find a way to get in there and then scare the crap out of everyone.
Yep. And but it just wasn't, didn't. No. And it wasn't like one all thing. Right. It was, like I said, if you've watched the Chiefs all year, it is dumb penalties, ridiculous drops, battle line play, injuries, age, and inexperience all coming together. Like, and none of those things are independent of each other. Like, and they're still in a lot of those games. They're like, look at their losses. I think if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they have a loss by double digits. Everything has been in single digits in close games. It's just, they just don't finish. They are not a good football team right now. And that is really, really weird to say.
All right. Well, now to the real story of the weekend. We buried the lead.
We did.
Grandpa Phil.
Grandpa Phil. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Took you a minute.
It did. I was like, I was thinking Uncle Phil. I was like, wait, did
French, Grandpa?
I was like, did, yeah, Grandpa Phil.
Grandpa Phil got out there.
You know, it was I'm not going to criticize it.
Gives me hope that I could play quarterback at 50.
Boy,
a little bit.
That ball comes out a little differently.
A little fluttery.
44 a little comes out a little.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
They almost won.
They did.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, here is Lowercase. They call him Lowercase. His name's Casey with SportsCenter. Yeah, it is the first round of the college football playoff, but Thursday is a bigger game. Well, I don't know if it is a bigger game. It's just an NFL regular season game, but the division's on the line.
Yeah.
When the Rams play the Seahawks in Seattle, here on The Fan on Thursday.
Seattle needs to, like, this is a big game for Seattle because I've been saying this all along. I like Seattle. I thought they were a playoff team, but they smell right now to me like pretenders. They smell like last year's Vikings, a la Sam Darnold. And I think they need this game. They to me, have to prove that they can beat an elite team. And when you look at this offense, and I don't doubt that their defense is legit. But, I mean, you played an old man that couldn't really throw the ball, and you beat him 18-16 at home, and you needed a 56-yard kind of last-second field goal in order to do that. That worries me a bit. Because when you look right now at their wins, I ask, you've lost to the Niners, and you've lost to the Buccaneers, and you lost to the Rams. The Texans and the Jags, and both of those wins came when those two teams were kind of trying to figure stuff out. I guess those are kind of what you point to, right? Like the Jags win 20-12. The Texans, I don't even know if CJ Stroud played in that game. The Texans were going through it then, and we thought, yeah, I think they were 2-4 when that went down. So I need to see this. I need your offense to show up in a real game against a real contender and beat the Rams. You do that, and I think you go into this postseason with a completely different feel. You lose this game, and like I said, I just think you're the West Coast version of the Minnesota Vikings. So welcome to the postseason and get bounced in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this outcome has any bearing on, at least for me, what the Seahawks are. I think they are the West Coast version of the Minnesota Vikings. That doesn't mean they can't make a good playoff run. I know Minnesota didn't, but that's what they are. It's just their defense is awesome. I kind of give them a little bit of a pass for the Colts game because I feel like they were overlooking. I mean, look, when Philip Rivers is coming off of coaching high school and he's the opposing quarterback, you know, and the Colts have not looked good recently, and then you've got a big game coming up in 4 days. Mm-hmm. That was sort of a get-in, get-out game for the Seahawks. Like, that was teed up for them to overlook.
That you damn near lost.
Oh, I know, but I think that part of it is they overlooked him. One of the things about the Colts is, you know, outside of their quarterback situation, they're a good team.
Yeah.
They have a good O-line. They can run the ball. So, I mean, we talked about this on Friday, but it felt to me like that spread, that they were like 2 touchdown favorite. I mean, the Colts are not that bad. And Philip Rivers coming in there, can't be any worse than freaking Riley Leonard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think we got a little carried away with how bad it was going to be. Rivers can play the position. He's not good, but he did.
He managed it.
It was shades of Peyton Manning in Denver is what it was. Yeah. And he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's seeing. That's the thing. Like, you, I'll give you J.J. McCarthy, right? J.J. McCarthy's like this. He's a hell of an athlete. You got to give him that. He can make some plays. We saw him last night. I think just half the time, J.J. McCarthy doesn't know what he's looking at.
Yeah.
I'll give you that, or I'll give you Phillip Rivers, who knows exactly what he's looking at all times and is really smart back there, but can't throw from me to you.
Yeah.
Which do you want? Well, the Colts are saying, we'd rather have the latter. We got a good run game. We got a good O-line. Our defense is playing all right. So I think that the Seahawks, it was part the Seahawks overlooked the Colts, and they shouldn't have, because the Colts are still fighting, right? They're fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah.
So I give them a little bit more of a pass for that game, but I also don't really think that if they lose to the Rams, it means anything different about the Seahawks. The Seahawks kind of are what they are.
Yeah.
They're not favored to win, by the way. I think the Rams are the slight favorite.
I would assume.
On that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you would assume? I would have thought maybe Seahawks would be favored since they lost the first one and they're at home.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
Thursday night.
And we'll see, you know, Adams being out with the hamstring, but Charles Cross may be out too. You know, he got injured on that field goal. And look, this is a run game too that is kind of up and down and can kind of disappear. They didn't run the ball at all with the Colts and, I mean, kick six field goals. If Cross isn't playing, I mean, him and Zabel are by far your two best O-linemen. Keep an eye on that as well. I think McDonald said that I think it was like, we'll see if he can go on Thursday. So, I guess in my mind, and you're right, look, these are both playoff teams, but this division is still, by the way, up in the air. Even Niners are still sniffing around.
Niners are only a game back.
Yeah, so not only does this game just have monster implications for winning the division, has monster implications for maybe getting a first-round bye, getting the bye, when you look around. And again, I guess it's just it's a mental thing. And I know this doesn't weigh on the Seahawks, but I just all year long I've been saying I just don't think Seattle is for real. I think they are a good team that beats bad teams, but is fatally flawed. See the Minnesota Vikings. And this would go a long way in my mind of just calming that down. Go prove that you can beat a team with a lot on the line and prove to me that you can do more than kick six field goals. Run the ball a little bit. And don't let bad Sam Darnold pop up and finish some of these drives. You're damn lucky to get away with that win against Phillip Rivers and the Colts. And that would have been, I know it wouldn't have been because of him, but man, what a story had they, had Myers missed that field goal. I think it was what, 56, 57? So it's not like it was a chippy. Had he missed that, man, what a story. For Phillip Rivers to come out and manage that game-winning, what would have been a game-winning drive on the field goal.
Well, I just think if you're expecting bad Sam Darnold not to show up, not to pop up, like you said, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You just have to try to overcome it with a great defense and try to get the run game going, and hopefully it's not like at a key time in the game.
Yeah. I just wonder, so this happened to the Saints last year, you know, with this Kubiak scheme. It's so it's predicated on being able to run the ball, kind of mush pass protection, don't put a lot of guys out in the route, and it's predicated on that. And when that gets solved, it's like there's nothing else to go to, and it kind of scares me that we're kind of falling into that, and I would like to see the offense find some juice to it against a Rams team that, you know, is explosive.
Maybe they can play the Cowboys at some point.
How about them Cowboys? Hey, it works.
Then they can find their
offense. If you, J.J. McCarthy, hey, that's 2 weeks in a row. Now we can go back to the J.J. McCarthy.
No. Nine.
Not
J.J. McCarthy.
Nine's back.
Nine.
He's hitting the gritty, running into the end zone.
I loved that.
Well, you would think that maybe you would have calmed it down after some
well, when you're playing the Cowboys, I mean, you know.
You're talking about laying an egg. A team that still had something to play for? Holy Dallas Cowboys.
Well, they tried to convince us that that Jerry fixed the defense.
Yeah, he did not.
And he did not.
How about them Cowboys?
That's
except,
a team.
Except he's sitting around right now probably like laughing at the Micah Parsons injury.
It pertains to the Cowboys, but also the Seahawks. So let's pick it up next. But I want to talk about how the Seahawks managed the end of the game.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. Yeah, wrapping up the hot Seahawks talk. Hey, look, they escaped with the win, okay?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.